Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Ate Marie Jenna, how are you?
Ate Marie, I'm great.
It's lovely to have you in the studio, and we're talking about the Ockhams. It is Ockham Week. What's going on?
It's such an exciting week for the New Zealand book community. Not only is the Auckland Writers Festival this weekend, but it does kick off with the Ockham New Zealand Book Awards. So that's on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. So what we've got, we've got four categories where our winners will be announced, and I've between me and Kieran, I'm not sure if Siri's done any, but we've reviewed heaps of the books on there, so you already know about them. But we've got the Booksellers Aotearoa New Zealand Award for Illustrated Nonfiction. These are your big beauties.
Big, beautiful coffee table or kitchen counter kind of books.
Yeah, and one of the most exciting books, I think, in this category, and I'm not being biased of what I think would win or anything, but it's a cookbook. It's the Heiakai Modern Māori Cuisine cookbook by Monique Fizeau. I think, I can't remember the last time a cookbook was nominated.
Yeah, totally.
The writing in that book is also so beautiful, as well as the delicious-looking recipes that I could never make. We've got poetry, Miriam Peter Biggs Award for Poetry, and that's a wonderful collection of, and also probably the most diverse category we've had in a long time. It's not your, you know, what some may imagine a poet
wandered
may look
lonely
like.
Lonely as a cloud kind of vibes.
Yeah.
No.
So exciting. And then also one of the most exciting categories is, because these people win the big money, is the Jan Medlicott Acorn Prize for Fiction, and we've reviewed all of these, so they'll win $57,000.
That's pretty
it's
exciting.
It's really fun to watch someone win that amount of money.
That is life-changing money for an author, or for anybody, but like for an author, you get that and you can do, that's you being able to fund your writing for the next year, basically. That's amazing.
Exactly, and we've had two previous winners of that prize in the shortlist, and so I think that kind of shows that people have been able to concentrate on the next project really well.
Totally.
And then we've got the General Nonfiction Award, which is that's quite an interesting category, because you have biographies, personal essays, and a history of the Māori Anglican Church, and it's really, it's cool.
I don't know
who's going to win anything, but I think it's a really worthwhile event getting down to. It's $15. It's an hour and a half. They have live percussion. All the authors are there. Most of the authors will be there. There's a special guest. I don't know if I can say who that is, but like a, you know, exciting person to see. and I just think it's going to be a really great night. It's at the Aotea Centre.
That's fantastic. Just remind us of a couple of titles, if you can, maybe from the fiction and the non-fiction list, because I know you have brought quite a few of those up on the show before, but just if people are sort of trying to sort of remember what's on there.
I know, there's so much to talk about, it's hard to know what to concentrate on. So I don't know if you remember, I reviewed Bug Week and Other Stories by Irene Beautray, so that's short stories.
Cool.
A lot about being a female and then moving around in time. There was this really great story about a sex party, which I thought was really funny and kind of sad. And Nothing to See by Pip Adam, that's also by Victoria University Press. That's about the two women who they've split because they're alcoholics.
And
it's all set in Wellington.
Has Pip been nominated before?
She's
won it before. Okay, so she's one of these ones who's like returning to do her victory lap, maybe.
Yes. She won for The New Animals, which is a very Auckland novel, and this is a very Wellington novel. It's really cool. It's so kind of futuristic, but then domestic, and it's about how mundane being poor is. It's just really great. Remote Sympathy by Catherine Chidgey. This is a book I really loved. It's 500 pages, World War II Holocaust novel. That is not an enticing description, I know, but it's such an amazing book.
Cool.
It's really fully realised and quite masterful. And then Spriggs by Branavan Young-Ellingham.
Mm.
That was that rugby toxic masculinity, sexual assault, intense read. That's
I don't know
so
anybody
good.
who's read that book and not been quite profoundly affected by it. I know a lot of people as well who would maybe never read a book like that who have been recommended it or read it, and I've just found it impossible to put down as well.
It's like someone described, I think it was on Stuff, they decide, like when you sit binge watch a Netflix show, that's how you feel when you're reading that book, because you can't put it down. And do we have time for non-fiction?
Yeah, we got some time for non-fiction.
So I reviewed this Pākehā Life, an Unsettled Memoir by Alison Jones. Mm-hmm. I think that was a really interesting, wonderful book about what it means to be Pākehā in New Zealand, yeah. moving within the Māori space, working alongside Māori in terms of research, and it brings up some really interesting ideas, and I think it's a book that's really spoken to a lot of people, especially mm-hmm. in the Mount Eating community where Time Out is. The Dark is Light Enough for Hōtere, Biographical Portrait. That's a really
cool,
deep, it's like the essential Ralph Hōtere. It's really well written. There is no pictures in the book. They couldn't be published, so the descriptions of the art are amazing.
That's amazing.
Specimen, personal essays. This is next on my list to read by Madison Hamill.
Cool.
I don't know too much about it, but I know
it's nice to have a few that you've not read on there as well, and be like, there's plenty more to dive into. Yeah.
And Tihahi Minihinare, that's the Māori Anglican Church. That's like quite a Bridget Williams book, so it's quite a academic look, but interesting as well. And then all of these categories, there will be a MITQ first book winner as well. So
fantastic!
Yes, I think it's going to be so exciting. Come down. It's not boring. It's great.
It's not boring. It's great. Being the most understated, please come to the thing ever. But you're so right. It's going to be a really, really lovely Wednesday evening.
Yes. Please come.
Thank you very much, Jenna.
That was Loose Reads.
All right.